Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Jonathan Sines, president of Texas Values. So a new law in Texas from Senate Bill 8 is mixing things up by putting power in the hands of the people when it comes to reporting on doctors performing abortions. What would this law look like in action?
Well, the Texas heartbeat law is very clear. If a baby's heartbeat is detected, that baby will be protected in law. And some are saying it's the strongest pro-life law of its type in the state and in the country. As a matter of fact, the president's administration, President Biden's press secretary, commented on this after the bill was signed into law by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, that it was the strictest measure of its kind. And we know that a heartbeat can be detected as early as 5 to 6 weeks, but this empowers citizens to file civil litigation to enforce it against the abortion doctor, hold them accountable, and have penalties in place. Look, there are over 50,000 abortions just in the state of Texas. The number's over 1 million throughout the United States. And, you know, the taking of one life is too many, but we have an opportunity to save thousands of lives across the state of Texas. And that's the importance of this new law in Texas.
So the law is set to take place in September. And what does a doctor who performs an abortion after detecting a fetal heartbeat face?
There are penalties in place up to $10,000 if the doctor performs the abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. And look, it's interesting, too, because the heartbeat is one of the universal indicators of life. And that should be no different whether the baby's in the womb or outside of the womb. You think about when people go to the emergency room, people ask, do they have a pulse? Do they have a heartbeat? We look for that monitor, that little blip on there. We listen for that sound. So this is a universal indicator of life. And this is a way that we make it clear in law that all life should be protected. And that's something that we see bipartisan support for. And we were glad that our Governor Greg Abbott was so enthusiastic to sign it into law.
Yeah. Planned Parenthood and other abortion advocates are not pleased about this Texas heartbeat law. Do you have any details about their recent suit against the upcoming law?
Well, there has been a legal maneuver, as I would call it, in Texas by the abortion groups where they filed a lawsuit in federal court. They didn't even file it in the right court. This is a state law. But it all makes it clear that performing abortion is the central role of Planned Parenthood and abortion entities like them. Even though they try to tell people that that's a small percentage of what they do, they make it clear in their lawsuit that they would go bankrupt and they would cease to exist if they couldn't perform abortions. So we know the truth is coming out, but the lawsuit's a complete joke. They have filed a lawsuit against government officials. The law specifically says government officials are not involved in enforcing this law, but we're not surprised by this. I mean, they're gonna try to do everything they can to confuse people, to really draw people's focus away from the fact that on September 1st, this law is going to go into effect.
So how does this heartbeat law work exactly? I saw one article and they said you could be at the Starbucks and you could hear that someone in front of you said that they got an abortion and you find out it's after 6 weeks and you could then file suit against that doctor.
Anyone in the state of Texas has the ability to file something in court, civil litigation, civil enforcement, to hold a doctor accountable. And this is a principle that we've always operated. You see that campaign a lot now. If you see something, say something. We've always had this mindset that citizens should be able to step forward if they see something that's going wrong. You see a baby in the back of a car during the hot Texas summer and the windows are rolled up and you are in a position to report that, to do something about that, to save that innocent child's life. And that's what this principle is about, too. Anybody in the state of Texas can bring civil litigation when they find out about it. And I think that's going to make it clear to the small amount of abortion doctors that are in the state that people are watching all over the state for this. And we should be. We're talking about innocent human life. And this is a different concept, too, for our state law. Most pro-life laws, you have the attorney general or somebody from the government that enforces it. But that is not the case here. When you remove the government from the equation of enforcing the law, that also makes it difficult, if not impossible, for the pro-abortion sides to say that it's an unconstitutional violation. If the government's not the one that's involved in enforcing the law, then you can't make that constitutional violation argument, and you can't use that as a reason to try to stop the law before it goes into effect. That's what's really different about this Texas law and this new approach, I think, is something that you're going to see other states use for pro-life laws of this type and others that are necessary as well. And, you know, we're having an event coming up in September 24th and 25th, our annual policy forum, where we're going to be getting into the heart of the matter, if you will, on this issue.
Wow. This is so unique because it's really putting we the people in the driver's seat to protect those most vulnerable.
Well, other states have done it. Louisiana has a pro-life law. It's not a heartbeat law, but it's a pro-life law that empowers citizens to do the same thing. That law was challenged in court. It was upheld by the Federal Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So we have precedent in place that shows us that it's legal to do this, that it'll hold up in court, and that's exactly what we need. I think this type of approach empowers citizens to say, we think that life is precious, and we're going to stand up and protect it.
Absolutely. Jonathan, where can people learn more about this new Texas heartbeat law that becomes effective on September 1st?
Well, they can go to our main website, txvalues.org. We also have a website set up, texasheartbeatlaw.com. It's got a downloadable one-page document, tells you all about this law, how it works. And also, if people want to engage with us in person or virtually, we're having an event on September 24th and 25th, our Faith, Family, and Freedom Texas Policy Forum. We've got tickets available for that, and people can learn more about how this issue is working in the state of Texas and how it can work in their state as well.
That's Jonathan Sines with Texas Values. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.